We often say, Jesus died for our sins. And that is true. I don't think it's everything, but it is true. Had we not sinned, Jesus would not have had to go through this. Would he have still come? Well, we don't know, but because we can't really know what God would have done. And we remember that our sins were our choice. They were our choice. And so in doing so, we opened a rift between God and us, a rift that is not there naturally. But Jesus came. But he did come. And so we have a way to be right with God. And by Jesus coming, the God made flesh, our sins do not separate us from God. But as I said, there's more to that, because Jesus really came. Well, he came to sort of set creation, turn creation on its head. Even sin itself becomes a way to know Jesus. You know, tomorrow night at the Easter Vigil, in the Exultet, we say, "O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam that merited such a savior." And it's not so much the sin that we're celebrating, but what we're celebrating is God's answer to it, which is Jesus, one who he is God and he is human, and we can know him, and that is important to remember. But Jesus also turns creation on his head all the time, really. And he turns, the cross itself that we will venerate. We venerate it not because of its use, of the way it was used primarily. It's an instrument of execution, just like an electric chair or a noose or anything else. It is an instrument of execution. But what did Jesus do with it? It became a symbol of our faith and a symbol of life. Because, as I say, oftentimes I will say it at funeral liturgies, that the story of Jesus does not end on the cross, as people thought it might, as they were hoping it might. Rather, the story of Jesus really, in some ways, is just beginning. And certainly his glorification is just beginning on the cross. So he turns the cross into a symbol of faith, a symbol of life. And he even turns death itself into life. That's the ultimate thing that Jesus came. Jesus died so that we may live. And that is the one that we want to remember here in this season. Jesus died so that we may live. Our Savior is alive, and we are alive in him. And we will be alive in him through eternity, because that's what he offers to us. And he is even with us. We will celebrate the sacrament of communion later. And that is the living Christ that we receive. He unites himself to us. And so indeed, we do celebrate, we do thank Jesus for dying for our sins, but we thank him most of all for dying so that we may live and live with him.